it's time for a cool change.
How many people you think would be in Arizona without air conditioning?
Phoenix?
Phoenix, Tucson, Casa Grande, Eloy.
Yuma. Anything below the rim, right?
Yeah. Look a whole lot different than it does today.
Well, I was telling you the impressions I had from the Saba Home Show last weekend. The second most impressive impression I got was, I will tell you, half the people at that home show were recent transplants to Arizona. It was unbelievable.
We had a school event for my children last weekend, and we met a lot of new friends, and they were all from California.
Golly. I tell you what, if Arizona didn't get to 115 in the summer, we'd have 20 million people here.
Yeah, for sure.
So I used to hate the summer. Now I'm kind of partial to it.
Right. Keeps the population in balance.
Keeps us under, well, what are we, 8 million right now? Oh, man. We're here with Todd Russo from Rias. I was telling you, we bring in the experts in their particular fields. Todd's expertise is in the field of building sciences, whole house energy audits, and air conditioning. He taught me about whole house energy audits, and that has to be close to over 15 years ago.
I think it was 13.
Yeah, okay. All right. And the importance of them, you're actually offering a little discount right now, a little special offering for Rosie listeners.
Yes.
Go over that one more time.
So we have a couple different maintenance offers. We have a basic maintenance at $89. What I tell my friends and family is to upgrade to our Comfort Club maintenance, which is $159. And that includes three services that we routinely see required on air conditioning units. And that service is a condensate flush, a chemical condenser clean, and then we add a pound of refrigerant at no additional charge. And those three items themselves roughly are about $450 normal price if you were to need those. So I tell my friends and family to do the $159 Comfort Club membership. Includes a ton of other benefits and discounts. But today what we're doing is we're including in that, we're going to do an additional static pressure test, which is an evaluation for your duct system. We're going to do a visual inspection of your insulation at no cost. We're going to inspect your duct system components to make sure that there's no risk of duct leakage or improper filter sizing. We can do some, if you have an uncomfortable room, there's some pressure balancing tests we can do, pretty basic ones. And then if my technician presents to you what he found and it seems appropriate to move on to a home performance evaluation, which we charge $99 for, it's supplemented by APS and SRP, we come out with the thermal imaging cameras, the blower door test, the duct isolation test, and perform a bunch of critical tests that determine, that confirm what we may have found visually. So we'll give you a $50 credit from your maintenance off of that.
Wow.
So that's for Rosie listeners. I don't have an expiration date on it.
What's the phone number?
480-969-7500. And our team is there today.
Very good. One more time, the number.
480-969-7500.
Okay, and I want to go to Priscilla, but before I do, I want to share the point I'm trying to make today is why it's so important to have a trusting relationship with your air conditioning tech. We have a mini split on our garage, which is kind of where my dogs choose to live in the summer and in the winter. It's kind of a constant 70 degrees. And that mini split went out while Jennifer and I actually were down at Saba and came back, and the garage wasn't as comfortable as I wanted it to be. I called the office. They knew exactly what piece of equipment was on my house. They said, well, the age of that equipment, we think it's probably this. So they knew the equipment. They knew the last time they'd been there. And they're coming out with the part on Tuesday. And thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, one benefit of today's world is we have software systems that allow us to keep track of everything from your warranty to what the technician found 3 years ago to what we've done in the past.
That's huge.
It gives you a snapshot of what the potential solution might be in advance so that we can prepare when we come out to your home.
All right. Well, let's bring Priscilla's been waiting the longest on hold. We've got Priscilla, we've got Colleen, and Audrey all waiting to visit with you. Let's get Priscilla on air. Who's going to bring her up? Gary, you going to bring her up?
Hi, Priscilla. You're on the air. Hello. Hey, Todd.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Rosie.
Yes.
I want to thank you both so much. I hope I don't stumble over my words. I don't know why your heart goes twitter-patter quicker when you're going to talk to somebody on air, but I don't think kudos go out as much as bad comments. Todd, your company is amazing. You have been right by me. I think it was maybe 5-6 years ago you did my air conditioning, put a brand new train in. You put insulation up on my attic and another, what do you call it, a return that I
Correct.
Needed. And hence then, anytime I needed you, you guys were there. I was taken care of from beginning to end, and it's the one company that you guys are just awesome. I can depend on you guys.
Well, I appreciate that, Priscilla. I'm going to get your name and number and make sure you don't pay for your next maintenance. And I did not ask Priscilla to call in advance.
Priscilla.
That was very kind
no,
of you.
No, I'm serious, though. It doesn't go. You got good companies don't get too much because you just expect it to be done, I guess. But I don't know. I appreciate it. I don't want to hold up your time.
Thank you.
I really
appreciate you. And Tom's done wonderful for me over there, too.
Oh, great. Okay, I appreciate you saying that. I'll make sure we follow up with you on Monday.
All right, Ms. Priscilla, thanks a bunch. So if somebody else wants that kind of air conditioning service experience, what was the number they call?
480-969-7500. Like
right.
I said, our team's there today.
How about if we go down to Casa Grande and talk to someone who's about to experience their first summer in Arizona?
Fun.
Is this Colleen?
Good morning, Rosie.
No, Pauline with the P.
Pauline. Okay, Pauline.
How you guys doing? Thank you very much. I listen to your show every weekend. Great, great, great.
All right.
I purchased a new home, moved in October, so I'm not expecting anything to go wrong, but I have been here for 26 years, and I do not want to have a day without my air conditioning during the summer. My question is, would it be valuable enough to have a technician to come out and evaluate the work that the builder did before I get to 110 and have an issue? Because they warrant the unit, but if I can do some preventative beforehand where there's leakage or whatever, I'm inside my one-year warranty with them.
All right.
You get where I'm going.
I do. And I've got some pretty strong opinions on this. But, Todd, you take it first.
Well, here's what I would educate you on. Your air conditioning system probably has a 5-year manufacturer warranty. That warranty can be extended to 10 years if you register the equipment. It probably has not been registered for you, so that's something we could help you out with. Secondly, all manufacturers require that you do a maintenance every year on your air conditioning system or they void your manufacturer's warranty. I just had the guys out to my house to do my air conditioning, and I was there watching them. I was shocked at how dirty my outdoor equipment was, and my house is less than 2 years old. So you're always going to benefit from maintenance every year. It's the least expensive, quote-unquote, insurance policy you have, but it also is going to keep your warranty intact. And then we can also help you with how to register that warranty if it hasn't been done so you can double the manufacturer warranty on your equipment. With respect to checking the insulation and checking if the duct system is designed, to be candid with you, I don't know who your builder is, but most air conditioning systems today are pretty well designed because of all the code requirements and things of that nature. So you're probably not going to find a lot of duct leakage challenges, and you're probably not going to find a lot of undersized ductwork, but couldn't hurt to check.
That was one thing the whole house energy audit industry brought into the building codes is, hey,
correct.
We're gonna start pressure testing these units before we give you C of O.
Yeah, well, what ended up happening with the home performance industry as it grew through the government spending at the time is that they identified simple solutions that made big improvements to how air conditioning systems and homes performed. And so they started making it the standard through the building code.
Now, everyone has a geographical limitation. Do y'all travel to Casa Grande?
We do not.
Okay, so.
And let me say this. The one thing I would tell Pauline is she's got the new builder warranty on it. I would recommend she not change service providers
correct.
To impact that warranty right now.
Yeah, I don't think changing your service providers would void your warranty, but I would say that calling whoever did the air conditioning unit, getting on a maintenance plan with them, and then asking them about registering the warranties and having them help you with that process, there's no reason you wouldn't take advantage of a 10-year warranty versus a 5-year warranty.
Just filling out a 3x5 card.
You just go on the internet.
Doubles the warranty. Yeah, you don't even need to fill out a 3x5 card. It doubles your warranty.
The challenge might be is you do have to put model and serial number in there. And so if you don't have that information, most likely your system's partially in the attic. And so your technician can help you with that. And then you can go on whatever manufacturer's website. It's a pretty easy process to do.
All right. We appreciate the call. And for the Casa Grande area, we have Desert Sun Heating and Cooling has been with us for nearly a decade now. We've got a lot of great partners in Casa Grande. It's an interesting market. It's too close to Phoenix and Tucson to get its own mega radio station because it would interfere with the other markets. And it would, the FCC has limitations on how many per market. So we either get them listening from our Phoenix station or Tucson station on the overlap. And we also have our weekly column and the weekend edition of the Casa Grande Dispatch. So we appreciate you joining us this Saturday. Let's move to Jeff. Next on the line, who's called to join the conversation, has a great question about surge protector. Welcome. How may we help you?
Well, thanks for letting me on. I appreciate it. We listen to you as much as we can. But our house got, well, a tree got hit by lightning a few years ago, so an electrician came out and put a surge protector on the breaker box because a bunch of the microwave, the garage door opener, stuff like that got killed. So we have the surge protector on the breaker box. And then we had a new air conditioner put in a few months ago, and the installers recommended another surge protector on the air handler. And I was just wondering, do I need two surge protectors?
No, I would assume that whoever recommended the surge protector in your air conditioning system probably didn't realize you had a whole house surge protector. I would say surge protectors are a good insurance policy for your air conditioning systems.
Yeah.
You wouldn't plug your computer into a surge protector, and there's 5 control board computers in your air conditioning. So I do think that surge protectors on your air conditioning systems do offer that protection. But if you already have a whole house version of it, you're covered.
Set. Hey, can we get Audrey back on? Let's bring him back up, because I have a question to ask. Because I've said for decades, if I could be king for a day, whole house surge protection would be a code requirement. And the NEC just changed it last year.
Did they?
Starting in 2026, all new homes will have to have surge protector. Audrey, Jeff, just share with us, what did it cost you to have the whole house surge protector installed?
Oh, I don't think it was very – it was around $200, I think, or just a little more than that.
There's no reason not to do it. No reason not to do it. Jeff, thank you very much. It actually protects every piece of electronic equipment you have behind your electric panel. It protects every compressor, your air conditioner, your refrigerator, your freezer, all your electronic equipment, your computers, entertainment equipment. It protects everything forever. And it never wears out. And you go down to the neighborhood drugstore or hardware store, and you buy a strip surge protector. Those things are junk, and they don't protect a thing. And you're spending about $15 or $20 for 4 or 5 or 6 of them that you're putting in your house. Get a whole house surge protector. I got off the air conditioning topic.
Before. I need to call and get one on my
house. This is just one of my soapboxes. It really should be. A whole house energy audit should be done on every house, and every house should have a whole house surge protection. All right, let's cover your offer one more time. Priscilla had so many nice things to say about you and your company.
We can do that, but we got to do it after the break. Hang on.
Okay.
Tight.